Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is a very important one. Simen Reish Sadi Gimel, Dinei Arvis B'Moitzei Shabbos. And we're going to be breaking it up. It's going to be broken up over 2 days. And there's some very important halachah l'maisa that we're going to have to add to this. That will probably come tomorrow. It's not going to be from the archives. I'm going to record separately. So I have some very nice new additions. Halachah l'maisa. As you're going to see, this is something that is a type of halachos that developed ever since we now have very accurate ways of telling when is nightfall, not just with looking at stars and things like that. So we'll discuss that, not today, tomorrow, on the Yomi. Here we go. Simen Reish Sadi Gimel, Dinei Arvis Motzei Shabbos, Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos, Sif Aleph, Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis Kedei Lahoisif Michol Ala Kodesh. We postpone Ma'ariv in order to add from Chol al HaKodesh. Give me your enemy guy. In order to add from Chol al HaKodesh. So look at Siv Katan Aleph, Miyachrin. Hainu. After Minadin Sagi, Bima Sheyisakev, Melasois Melacha, Arazman Amavor Besif Beis. That is, even though Minadin, we're going to see that you can go ahead and just hold off from doing malacha until a certain zman that we're going to spell out coming up in Sif Beis. In other words, there's going to be a certain time when Me'ikar Adin, you can already do malacha. Mikol Makom, I mean, you're not going to be over any, if you assuming you do Havdalah. We'll see that Havdalah is an obvious requirement as well. Assuming you do Havdalah, minimally Baruch Hamadim and Kodesh L'chol, as we'll see later, you could do malacha. You're not going to be over any iser malacha once you reach that zman that we're going to see coming up in Siv Beis. Still, lechatchila, bikomakom lechatchila, roiv noig v'nachon. It's appropriate and right. V'chein minag kol Yisrael. Okay, and this is the minag of all Yisrael. La'acher es atfila. Go ahead and postpone tfila a shtickle, meaning you don't do it miyad. Miyad at the zman. Kidei sheyitoysef yoyser michol hakodesh. So that you add, right, more from the chol onto the kodesh. You should be right. This tesefes Shabbos going into Shabbos. We add on, and we also should be adding on motzei Shabbos. So if you have, let's say, like across the street from me, we have Masas Mordechai, the Shtibels, with all different, you know, minyanim back to back to back. So the first one, even the first one, shouldn't be miyad at this moment when you could, you know, do malacha. Okay, v'im you should postpone the shtickle. Then he says, Haminag lezamer koydem ma'ariv ha-mizmor Elokim yechanenu va'od mizmorim. Right, there are mizmorim that are different kehilas have different mizmorim that are said and sung. You see it much more here in Eretz Yisrael than you do in America. But it's a nice inyan, and Kenizkar besidurim seems to be they did it in Europe too. Vim yachol. So you add that. Now obviously the idea is that this is a number one, the idea is saying these mizmorim is a good thing to do to add more time to the Shabbos. But also this is a time, okay, you say this particular mizmor of Elokim Yechanenu is basically saying that Hashem should favor us, should, right, it's a type of tchina and plead to Hashem. So that's why he says, Im Yachol Tisha B'Av V'Motzei Shabbos Ein Mizamrin. If Tisha B'Av comes down on Motzei Shabbos, then you don't sing this. Az Ein Zman Chagiga. This is not a time of Chagiga, meaning it's not a time, Chanina, not Chagiga. This is not a time of Chanina, because this is not a time when we go ahead and try to ask for Hashem finding favor, because Tisha B'Av is not a Zman that's specifically Mesugal for that. The Mishnah Berurah in other places, by the way, mentions that the reason why you don't do it on Tisha B'Av is because since it's not really part of the Iker Seder HaTfila, so therefore on Tisha B'Av, it's like saying Torah on Tisha B'Av. It's one thing to say if it's something is part of the Seder HaTfila, so you can say it even though it's Torah. But to just stop saying Mizmorim that are part of Tanakh, that's not part of the Seder HaTfila, that's another reason why you shouldn't go ahead and do it. V'kein kishe yachol Yom Tov b'motzei Shabbos gam kein ein haminag lezamer. Also, when Yom Tov falls out of Motzei Shabbos, you don't go ahead. It's not a minag to go ahead and to sing this zmirah, because once again, this is a tchina dika mizmor, where you're, you know, pleading for a favor. Kasa prima gadim de efshar mishum de ein omrim. As he says, tchina b'shabbos v'yom tov. You don't say tchinos, right? Please for favor and things like that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ah, but that's the case. So then we're saying it right before you Ma'ariv, so it's still Shabbos. So he says, Masha'en ke b'chol Shabbos yuchol omra mishachashecha. No, once it's already dark, you could say it koidem Ma'ariv. Va'en la'el simen memtes b'shem chavos yayer t'tehillim mutar hamurgal bo lomar ba'al peh. Tehillim, in general, you know, you're not allowed to say Torah shebuchsav ba'al peh. Except, of course, if you are murgal in it, if you know how to say it, you know, bal peh, because it's very fluent in your mouth, like bam 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 shira mahalois. No problem, you can do bal peh. Okay, umatoy v'yofe aminagazeh. And therefore, how appropriate is this minag? I don't think any of us here can say the. Anyone here know the mizmor before Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos bal peh? No, you can sing shira malas before benching. But that one not. Okay, Mr. Shem. Mr. Shem by you. And he goes on and he says, Umatoiv Viyapa Minagzeh. Now why is this a beautiful minag to go ahead and say these tehillim? Aleph, once again, Kedei Lavois Shabbos, Shenikreis Kala, Malthasa Bashiros Vishishbachos. Number one is, okay, it's a beautiful thing to go ahead and escort Shabbos out, because Shabbos is known as the Shabbos Malkasa, the Kala Malkasa, and it's like a Kala that we're going ahead and we are escorting out B'shiros and Sishbachais, Mekadis of Midrash, V'od, Ki Al Yedei Zed, Nisach Era Ma'ariv, like we said before. This also goes ahead and it extends Ma'ariv to a later time on Motzei Shabbos, V'nitoisei Michol Al HaKodesh. And therefore there will be an extension of from the Chol onto the Kodesh, Tosef Shabbos. He said also, if you go in the shul and you get there a couple minutes before davening, which you're supposed to do, so what are you going to do? You're going to schmooze. So instead of schmoozing, you sing these nice tehillim there. I found there exactly what I have just written. And now we come to base. Now we come to loaded stuff. For those who have been long-time yoni guys, some of the stuff is familiar with you. Some of the stuff you're familiar with already. Some of you might have forgot some of it. And some of you may not know, have a clue. Let's see. Sif base. Tzarech lizayr melasayis melacha ad sheyerou shlosha kochavim ketanim. The person has to be careful from doing melacha until he sees three small stars. So again, we're seeing here things that, you know, are a little foreign to us. None of us really look up into the sky. Sort of when Travis is, we have our calendars, we have a smooth sketch. Okay, but this is you know, assuming you got no smooth sketch, you got no calendars, you don't have ma'izmanim. I guess with ma'izeh, you're doing yam liyam over Shabbos, and you got no klita, and you got no watches. So ad sheyiro shlosha kochavim ketanim, until you see three small stars. You need to see three small stars. We'll see what pshat that is in a second. The lo yu mefuzarim el ritzufim, and they should not be. They should not be spread out, these stars, okay? But rather they should be next to each other. The imhu yom mu'unan, and if it is a cloudy day, yamtin ad sheyetzei ha-safek milibo. You have to wait then until you have no suffix that Shabbos is over, because we're talking about Chil Shabbos.
Serious business.
So let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Beis, melasos melacha. Ayin lekamen simen reish ali tes sif yud. There he's referring us here that even though he's saying you have to be careful not to do melacha until you see this, doesn't mean you can do melacha as soon as you see it. You have to also do Havdalah, whatever Havdalah, right? Either Havdalah in the Tevilah or Baruch HaMadu Ban Kodesh L'chol. It has to be some type of Havdalah before you go ahead and do melacha on Motzei Shabbos. He's talking about assuming that Havdalah is being done when, okay, do you have to wait in order to do melacha? And again, we're not talking here about l'chatchila, Because l'chatchila, you're supposed to go ahead and be moisif meichol ala kodesh. But we're talking here about in terms of being able to do malacha. So this is the time. Ad sheyiro shloshet kochav ketanim, three small stars. Kodem l'chein aser mishum sfek yom. Before that, it's aser because this is what's called the period of sfek yom, sfek laila, bein hashemashos, from the period of shkia until seisa kochavim. Is what is known as Ben Hashmashos, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. You obviously can't do Malacha then. Okay, without getting into it now, okay, there were different shitos into exactly when Shkia is and when Seisik Lachavim is the Gra and the Beit Otam. We might get into it, as we're going to see soon enough, but right now let's just assume we know, okay, Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim, you see three small stars, end of story. Umidina Sagi, he says, Bishlosha Kochavim Beinonim. Really, if you see three medium-sized stars, that's already Seisik Lachavim. Ella, She'ein anu bekiyin, ein anu bekiyin bezeh. We're not bekiyin in this. We're not experts. We're not smooth experts in what are considered small stars. B'shema hein gedolim hanirin bayayim. Maybe if you go ahead and you see, oh, I see medium-sized stars, maybe you're not Joe Astronomist, and you don't know that you saw really a middle... average size star, you really saw a big star. And guess what? If you saw a big star, it's still Shabbos. So that's what he says. So, maybe these are the big stars that you would see when it's still day. Therefore, you have to see little stars in order to know that you at least got medium sized stars and that it's Seisa Kochavim. Sif Katan Dalid, Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim, Ayein Likute Prichadash Al Yaredeya. Check out the Pri Chadash, in the gathering of Alachas there in Yoredeya, where he writes, Demaragia, Mazir, Ke'ein Oro Shel Yom, Sulo Nechshav Oso Azman, Rak Be'ashmash. He says, even if you see three small stars, if the sky is still light, if it's still light up in the sky, like day, you can't view this Zman as anything more than Be'ashmashos. It's sort of, the bottom line is it can't be daylight if you got the stars. The view I go on Rabbi Akiva Eger bechidush of Yoredeya Simon Reish Samach Beis Ayin Sham ubebeir Agra belikutav Sham in the Beir Agra there Kasav dim nistale kaadmimus min kipas harakia ba'oso sadchikacha shakacha. But he says he's cholik and he says as long as the redness, okay, from the sky in this place where the sun sets has gone, meaning you don't have that redness in the spot where the Shkia Sachama was, then ein anu choshishim b'mashemazir. We're not worried about the fact that it might be a stick of light out.
What's kipas?
Okay, right. I mean the whole side of the right, the side of the horizon there where the sun is setting. Then you don't have to worry about light. The Da'od, the Besefer Teferis Yisrael, Perek Beis, the Shabbos, Matzrich Shlosha Ketanim Levad Shlosha Beinonim. So now he says, you should know that in the Sefer Teferis Yisrael, there's an opinion that for Shabbos, what do you need to see for Moshe Shabbos? Not only three small stars, but also three medium stars. V'lo yadati mekoro. And I don't know what his source for such a thing is. L'chayr doesn't make any sense. If you see small ones, what do you need to see? Big ones. V'ulai detaimo shema anu toin v'davar u'gedolim. It could be that his opinion is maybe even with the ketanim we're going to make a mistake and think that the ketanim and they're really gedolim. Like you're really a novice astronomer and you can't tell a small star from a big star. Lekach, according to his opinion, anu srichav od kochavim agdolim mihem. You need bigger stars than the small stars. Meaning you need to at least have medium stars so you know that the star under that is a small star. Because how do you know it's a small star? Maybe it's a big star. So once you have a bigger star, then for sure you know the star under that, number one is you could say, oh, it's small. And minimally, worst case scenario, it will be middle. It will be average. It will be Beinoni. And that would also be Moshe Shabbos. We'll know these are not the Gedolim. These are not the big stars. The big stars, the superstars. It's good what they're saying. It's pretty explained pretty clearly what he's talking about. However, other achronim did not demand this. Again, this is all very cool in terms of being able to tell when Moshe Shabbos is looking at the stars, which none of us do. So what is our gedder in terms of determining this? We will see. Okay, you might have to tune into tomorrow's recording, but we will see. Be'efshar, de'im b'sharei mekomos harakia mu'unan, v'lo yachol l'ros od kalchavim, since it's possible that if other places of the rakia are cloudy, and you can't see other stars at all, yesh l'hol kilukuli yama, there everyone would agree, it's okay, you don't have to be machmir for the three middle-sized stars. But nearly, the fee much because of Agra, he says, appears to me that according to what the Gra writes, the Ba'ina Shistalik Admimus Min Kol Kipas Harakia Ba'oso Sad Sheshaka Hachama Ba'oz Moel Ashariko Chavim is according to the Gra, who basically gives the criteria. And his criteria is simply if the reddish and red, the redness of the side of the sky, right, that the sun sets from, is gone, the three stars help. Also, according to the Gra, three small stars will suffice. Elorit Sufim, what is required is not spread out stars, but stars next to each other. Mishum, Tosefes Shavis. This is specifically for purposes of Tosefes Shavis. Although, right, you don't really need them to be next to each other in terms of pure, when you can do malacha. He says, you don't really need ritzufin. You know what you could do? You could have three small stars that are not ritzufin, that are spread out, but if you, after you see them, you then wait a shtickle, so then guess what you did? You did the Tosefes Shavis, and you're good there too. Then Musa Lasos Malacha. The whole reason why you require them ritzufin next to each other is Tosefes Shavis. And since you're waiting a little bit after you saw the small stars spread out, you had your Tosefes Shavis. What do you do on a cloudy day? Okay? Besides going to Maizmanim before Shavis? Ad Sheyetze, you have to go ahead and wait. Ad Sheyetze, until any suffix leaves your heart. Mashalov Zachar Shulchan Aruch Sheyamtin Ah. Now we're coming to the issue that I was telling you about. This waiting for certain times, not looking at the sky, but as you all guys know, 72 minutes, right? Dalad Milin, things like that. So he says, Mashalo Zachar, Hashulchan Aruch Sheyamtin Hashir Dalad Milin. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch does not say you should wait the amount of time of Dalad Milin, i.e. 72 minutes, Me'eis Tchilas HaShkiyah, from the time of Shkiyah, otherwise known as Zman Rabbeinu Tam, which is how the Shulchan Aruch himself passed in. We end Shabbos earlier, we follow Minhag Agra, especially in Eretz Yisrael, okay, but the what's known as the Zman Rabbeinu Tam, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Hasidim, and many people that are Machmir, to hold what's called Zman Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Shulchan Aruch position. So why does the Shulchan Aruch bring that up here? The Fima Shapasak Le'el B'Simon Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis, De Efshad Demayri De Lo Noda Lo Gams Manashkia Mishuma Anan. He says, because it's possible that they don't know also this Manashkia. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about a Yom Ma'unan. And a Yom Ma'unan, you have to wait Atche Yetze HaSafik Me'libo. You have to wait until you have no Safik in your heart. It's such a long time. Why doesn't he say, wait 72 minutes? Earlier we saw, if you can't use the stars, you use time. And 72 minutes, according to Shulchan Aruch, is good. 72 minutes after Shkia. What is Shkia? Sunset. 72 minutes after regular astronomical sunset is totally good. That's where the Shulchan says, no chavim. He says, no, but we're talking about a Yom HaMa'unan. So Yom HaMa'unan, he might not even know when Shkia was. So he doesn't know when Shkia was. How could he go ahead? He doesn't know when astronomical sunset was. How could he go ahead and count 72 minutes? So again, we're dealing now with the next shlav. Right, if you can't see it with your eyes when Tzeitzik HaKhavim is, you could rely on this man from Shkia, which is something you could tell more readily when the sun goes down, when the sun goes below the horizon, 72 minutes from then. Can't do that, then we got to go to my Zmanim, which is something that wasn't around in the time of the Shulchan Aruch Mishabura. So he goes back there. Zayin milibo, acha yetze hasafek milibo, vimyeshlo moreshaos shaholech betov. Here he goes. You know what a moreshaos is? Yeah, a clock. It goes good. The yodea bidberur shahaya etmol בזמן בזה הזמן לילה על פי הדין דהיינו שלושה כוכבים קטנים. So this is like already the beginnings of being able to know when says is based on a clock, based on watches. Okay, now we have all types of ways to tell, including the degrees of the axis of the sun vis-a-vis the equator and the degrees and things like that, and the place you are on the earth, how far away from the equator, where exactly you are. Anyway, but he's talking about a much more simple way. Let's say you know from the day before, you know on Tuesday, it's now Wednesday night, you know on Tuesday night on your watch exactly when you saw Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim, Nira the Yuchal Lesmoke Alze, you could be Somech on this, the Kain Kasa Brika Yosef, the Yuchal Lesmoke Al Mora Shos. You can rely on a watch. You can rely on a clock. Again, obviously you have to know which way, right, if days are getting longer or days are getting shorter. If days are getting longer, you might have to wait in a minute the next day because days are getting longer. Okay? Sif Gimel. Mishahu Anus. Kigon. Shitzarech. Oh, you know, we'll stop with this. We'll do Sif Gimel tomorrow. Also, tune in for a lot of halacha lemaisa, practical shitos in terms of when you could go ahead and daven Maira Motzei Shabbos, do Malacha Motzei Shabbos, say Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, etc. Adkar. You're welcome.